Dr. Sunny Yasnain Khan is a prolific writer of children's books, with more than 100 titles to his name. His books focus on Islamic themes and have been translated into many languages. He was awarded Sharjah Children's Book Award in 2013 for his book The Story of Khadija. Khadija was the first Muslim and the wife of the Prophet Muhammad. Khadija's life is a source of great inspiration to believers, especially women. She is an excellent example of how one can give to the cause of Islam one's time, energy, wealth and life. The following is a selection from this award-winning book. Khadija, 555-619, was a noble lady of Makkah. She was well known all around for her good nature and wealth. Like the Prophet Muhammad, she belonged to the tribe of the Quraysh. They had a common great-grandfather, who was called Qusay ibn Kilab. This is how they both were a part of the same big family. Khadija was a 40-year-old rich widow when she married Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet and Khadija had 6 children, 2 boys and 4 girls. Both the boys, Qasim and Abdullah, died when they were still babies. The 4 daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum and Fatima, grew up into beautiful young girls and were married when the time came. After his marriage to Khadija, the Prophet started to spend more and more time thinking. There were many questions to which he tried to find an answer. Who is the being that has made the earth and the heavens and everything that is between them? How did man come into being? Why was he placed on earth? How should he live on earth? What is life? What is death? And what will happen to man after he dies? After years of seeking the truth, God showered his mercy on him and quenched his thirst for truth. He was visited by an angel in a cave called Hira. Here, he was blessed with prophethood. However, this experience in the cave of Hira shook the prophet to his core. He did not know what to make of it. Disturbed and frightened, he went straight home and told Khadija about the incident and said, "Khadija, I do not understand what has happened to me. I am worried about my life." Seeing him trembling in shock and distress, Khadija put a blanket over him and comforted him, saying, "God will never let you down. You are kind to your family. You are truthful. You help the needy and the poor. You gladly welcome anybody who comes as a guest to your house. You follow the way of truth and justice." Some time passed in this way. And then, one day, the angel Gabriel told the prophet, "Now the time has come to call people to Islam and preach the message openly." The prophet realized that this was the beginning of a new era, and that now much was going to be expected of him. He started to preach Islam full-time. He gave up his business activities, and Khadija placed her whole wealth at his disposal. Her entire fortune was used up in the cause of Islam. Khadija not only gave her wealth in the cause of Islam but also became personally involved in dawah work. She organized meals for the people of Makkah. This gave her a chance to meet them in groups, to talk to them, and tell them about Islam. Khadija not only gave her wealth in the cause of Islam but also became personally involved in dawah work. She organized meals for the people of Makkah. This gave her a chance to meet them in groups, to talk to them, and tell them about Islam. Some of them liked what they heard and joined the small group of believers. But not everybody liked the Prophet's message, and many people in Makkah opposed Islam. This was especially true of the Quraysh tribe, who were the leaders of Makkah. They were scared that people would turn away from tribal traditions and would no longer listen to them. They began to be cruel to the Prophet and those who accepted Islam. They spoke rudely to them, threw dust and garbage on them when they passed their houses, and would not let them buy goods in their shops or do business with them. They would not allow them to take part in their gatherings. They spread all sorts of lies about them. One day the Prophet was sitting in the cave of Hira and did not return home at his usual time. Khadija became worried. She thought the Quraysh might harm him, so she sent a man to look for him. She wondered, what could have happened to him? Why is he late? The man she sent returned empty-handed and told her that he could not find the Prophet anywhere in town. Khadija decided to go and look for him herself. At that time the Prophet was in the cave with the angel Gabriel. Gabriel said to the Prophet, "Khadija is coming here. She has got some food and water for you." And then he added, "When she comes in, give her the greetings from her Lord, and tell her that there will be a house made of pearls for her in paradise." When Khadija arrived, the Prophet told her, "Here is Gabriel. He is giving greetings to you from your Lord, and he is greeting you." Khadija replied, "God is peace, and he is the source of all peace. May God's peace and blessings be upon you, Messenger of God, and my greetings to Gabriel." The hatred of the Quraysh was so strong that soon the Prophet, his wife Khadija, their children, his uncle Abu Talib and his family, and all those who accepted Islam were forced to leave their homes in Makkah. They took refuge in an open plot of land called Shib Abi Talib, just outside the town. There were no proper houses there and they had to live in tents. It was like a refugee camp, and the family of the Prophet had to stay there for almost 3 years. They faced hunger, disease and poverty. Sometimes they had to eat the leaves from a tree to satisfy their hunger, for there was hardly anything else to eat. Khadija could have stayed on in Makkah, but she chose to stay with the Prophet in these times of trial and difficulty. Once the richest lady of Makkah, Khadija now lived in a makeshift tent under the open sky, without enough food and water, but she did not complain. She bore the difficulties with great patience and endurance. Her presence was a support to the Prophet. All the people in the makeshift camp lived in great poverty. They wore old clothes and slept on old blankets. They had hardly any personal belongings. Khadija had just one wooden bucket and a mug. One day even the mug broke. She had not enough money to buy a new mug for herself, so she remained patient about it. Luckily, a carpenter was passing her tent and agreed to repair it for her. When the ban was finally lifted, the harsh treatment the believers had had to endure during the years of the ban had left them broken in mind and spirit. Their health suffered due to long starvation, and many of them were sick. Khadija's health was not good either. She had suffered great hardship and instead of eating herself, used to give all the food to her children and husband. She passed away in the month of Ramadan, in AD 619.